On this month's episode of Digital Signage Digest, we take a walk through ISU's Digital Signage Pavilion in Hall 8 of the RAI and travel to Hotel Okura for the Digital Signage Summit.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.
This is Digital Signage Digest, episode number 12, DS at ISU.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Peerless AV, driving technology through innovation.
I'm Lenore Aline, and this is Digital Signage Digest, the AV Nation TV show that looks at the news and issues of the digital signage market. On this episode of Digital Signage Digest, we'll be discussing what to expect at Integrated Systems Europe 2020, one of the biggest AV industry events on the yearly calendar, which will be held in Amsterdam, Netherlands from February 11th to the 14th at the RAI Amsterdam Convention Center. Joining me today is Mike Blackman, Managing Director of Integrated Systems Events, Florian Rotberg, Chairman of the Digital Signage Summit and Managing Director of Invitas Consulting, and Klaus Lose, President of ACT Veritans and System. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we'll just launch in right in here. ISU is less than a month away. It's in its 16th year and has grown from strength to strength, and its expansion always reflects evolutions of the AV industry. This is particularly true of the digital signage and DOH channel, which has its own pavilion in Hall 8 this year. Mike, how significant is it that digital signage has a dedicated hall at ISC, and what can visitors expect to see and experience there?
Well, Lenore, digital signage has actually been one of the largest, or rather the fastest growing part of ISC over the last years. And, part in that due to our partnership with Florian and the conference we've been doing for a number of years has actually shown a big attraction. Hall 8 is where it all happens, but that's not where it all is. there are a lot of companies like Samsung, like NEC, LG, Philips, etc., a whole host of other companies who are not in Hall 8 because digital signage at ISE is much, much bigger than just one hall. We are the biggest digital signage event in the world, not only Big AV show, but larger than any dedicated digital signage event. When we talk just about Hall 8.
And according to AVIXA, digital signage is the fastest growing part of the AV industry in general. Just the latest numbers we've seen. So digital signage is really booming.
Yeah.
So, these are the factors why it's so significant, so important. It's touching many, many vertical sectors. And, for that reason, it helps us and helps the companies participating in the show. So, it's very important. It's very significant. We believe we have the majority of market leaders participating. Anyone who's interested in that sector specifically, well, if they're specifically just in interested in that application, we have everything that on offer for digital signage, digital out of home. But even in the verticals where digital signage becomes important, like hospitals, like hotels, venues, etc., shopping centers, we have so many different opportunities there for people to see solutions.
Right. So you're covering the gamut.
Yeah.
Is there anything that, I know that you're the head of the event, so you can't be partial, but is there anything that you're looking forward to? We're going to get to the Digital Signage Summit, delve into that, but what in Hall 8 and beyond Hall 8 do you think will have a great impact on visitors this time around?
Well, there's so much to see there. And, if you're looking for solutions, I think everybody will find something there. And, of course, we'll see Klaus in Hall 8 as well.
Of course.
I'm looking forward to that.
But if you look at the newest technologies, which will dominate ISE this year, will definitely be mini micro LED. We've seen already for 2 years now, but more and more of the players are really offering it. It's becoming almost a commodity now. It's still very, very expensive. $50,000 and more per square meter, but prices are coming down, but it's become everyone, wants to be part of the game and offer micro LED. So that's definitely one of the big things. And then we'll see again, transparent OLED different sizes, especially in the rental business, they're very popular currently. And you will see lots of new laser projector. Projection is going down the drain, basically, for at least in the smaller part of the market. And it's coming back a little bit, because for retail and for many other applications, the laser stuff is really interesting.
Mm. Also, looking at the last years, nearly all the software companies which are delivering solutions, software solutions for signage, are based in Hall 8. And also a lot of the smaller companies, not the real big ones, they have solutions coming all over the world from Eastern Europe or from Asia. So, and some of them have really new ideas, new concepts, and I think that's a very interesting issue to go there.
So, go on, Florian.
And software-wise, there's even more coming. In the past, digital signage was more like a silo solution, a silo platform. And now this is really, growing to bigger platforms. We call them digital experience platforms. So you can use one platform and really use it for many channels, not only for digital signage, but for online, for mobile and everything. And this is really changing the way we use digital signage, we use digital signage in the future. So we see the big guys like Adobe, Microsoft, all of them are currently looking at digital signage again, how can they integrate their platforms? How can they, make sense out of that for the digital signage touchpoint?
I mean, yeah, the content management side of digital signage is definitely, the vocabulary around that is expanding for sure. And I know that's something that you're going to be addressing at the Digital Signage Summit on the 12th of February. You want to delve into a little bit more about that? Because I know that you usually do a state of the channel, state of the industry is part of the half day event. But I think you said you're going to focus more directly on the significance and the roles of content management systems. Can you talk a little bit more about what people can expect who are attending the summit this year?
Oh, absolutely. Many in the industry are really looking, which way is digital signage growing? What is going to happen with digital signage software in the future? And we have seen, an evolution from digital poster to digital signage, and now it's moving towards digital experience platforms. And now everyone is looking, where do they have their strengths and how can they, address all these data which is coming from sensors, which is coming from third-party platforms. And that makes it really interesting, because in the past, digital signage was, pretty basic. And now we're growing into this totally data-driven thing. And obviously, that means big investment for end users, for corporate customers, but means also great opportunities for the digital signage industry. But it definitely means we need to look, what are the demands of the future? And that's more than just digital signage. We have to look beyond, the industry we've been in the past.
So in bringing up the content management systems in their role, you'd mentioned enterprise resource planning and customer relationship management. How do those, what role do they play specifically in digital signage and where it's going in this digital experience world that we're going toward?
Well, these third-party data or third data platforms, they're essential for digital signage of the future, because they make digital signage smart. If you have a CRM system and if you identify yourself, you need to connect your digital touch points to the CRM system to see what the customer's name is, what product he bought in the past or whatever. Same with ERP. What kind of products are still available? What's the current price and everything? So this is really important. So digital signage is really changing from a silo to a fully connected data-driven platform.
So this is about data. I think the other parts you'll see is how more and more AI is becoming part of this whole solution. Face recognition, matching, suggestions, etc. There's a lot more actually possible. I mean, there are limitations, some legal limitations on what can be
and
used.
Cultural ones.
As well. But, it's really, I think if you look at ISE and see the biggest software advancements on what's happening across the show, that is probably the sector where the most is actually happening.
Oh yeah, AI is the enabler for all of that. You couldn't do it without AI. That's the reason why we didn't have it 3-4 years ago. And now I promise you, if you go to all the big booths, you will see AI on every single booth. They all have one AI application. The simplest one, obviously, always a personal voice assistant, Amazon Alexa and stuff like it. Basically, everyone has it somehow integrated in their solution. But with AI, you can do much, much more. I mean, you can really analyze data much, much faster and also do predictions and everything. Obviously, that's where the fun begins.
So this direction is being tied into, obviously, with the retail analytics aspect. So of digital signage.
Absolutely, absolutely. But we have more at the conference. It's not just about the software. We also talk about sustainability, especially over here in Europe. It's a really, really big topic. So we're talking about power consumption. We're talking about green signage. And this is not driven by the industry, but this is driven by the customers. Mm-hmm. The big corporate customers, especially in the past 6 months, you know, with Greta and all of these things happening, they're approaching us and they ask us, you know, we need to be more aware of that, you know. There's one funny thing, you know, when you look at, you know, a spec sheet, you always see what's the maximum consumption and then there's their average consumption. But there's no definition for average. So everyone can say, oh, you know, this is average, you know, it depends on what kind of content you have, you know, how bright everything is. So you see there's still a lot to do. And we are really, the conference is really always thought leadership. So we really want to address these issues, which maybe most customers don't talk about right now. But we are quite sure in the next 12 months, there will be big issues. So we address them, we educate the audience, and we really, you know, want to bring this, drive these trends forward, and that's what ISE and DSS is all about. We really want to be the thought leader and the first, really, the big first industry conference platform to talk about that. It's not always pretty because digital signage is not green, to be honest.
It's messy.
And the worst thing is LED. You know, everyone talks about LED, but unfortunately, you know, it uses 2 to 3 times more power than LCD displays. But there are smart ways. I mean, it depends on what kind of content you use, how bright you run it. And do you really need to run your systems 24/7? No, it's really interesting. Until 2-3 years ago, brand thought, you know, when you have a screen or an LED in your shop window, you want to run it 24/7 because it means you're always open for business, even when the store was closed. But now this is changing. Now consumers come, you know, do you think it's really necessary to have it run between midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning? Not really. Because all of the digital out of home guys, they also shut down their systems. And obviously, you know, if you shut them down a few hours, they run longer and everything. And there's many of the things where you can, without even exchanging the hardware, you know, just having smarter ways of operating it where you can consume money, consume energy. And that's something which is really driven by consumers and employees too. It's not only the customer comes in, but also employees. They're really aware of that. And these are things we want to discuss and really want to, you know, give some advice, you know, how to be more sustainable and more green.
So are these discussions, just to delve a little bit further beyond what you might be discussing, do you think these discussions will begin to set a standard for how we go about using digital signage? Again, putting in, you know, whatever rules manage whatever country that this is being put in place. But I know that one of the discussions has been digital signage is still a little bit of the Wild West. There still needs to be some standards. So do you think this discussion will help push that as well?
Oh yeah, because it's driven by outside things. You know, the first time we see now that CEOs of, you know, of corporate end customers are talking about digital signage. In the past, they never cared about it. You know, it was just some displays in the store, but the CEO had other issues on his agenda. But now they have the AGM and they're talking about, we want to be a sustainable company, we want to be carbon neutral and everything. And for the first time, CEOs are talking to us and talking about digital signage. Could you explain it to us? What are the value? What are the benefits? And how can we operate more sustainable? So we believe it's here to stay, this topic. It's definitely not a one-year thing or so. So we believe, yeah. And we in Europe, obviously, you know, for us, it's very important. You know, the pressure is the biggest over here, but it will also come to other areas of the world.
Absolutely. Klaus, I just wanted to bring you in here as an integrator to get your perspective on what you're looking forward to at in Hall 8 and beyond Hall 8 and possibly at the summit. What are some of the things that you would like to see addressed at the show?
So the issue is that I'm doing a lot of different things on the ISE. So I'm organizer of a hosted buyer program. So I'm bringing a lot of end users to the show. And that's one part. The other part is that I have to do something for my knowledge and look at new products and new ideas. So and the third is that I also have a booth there, you know. So the 4 days are not enough time for me to get all the things done what I normally have to do. So on the one side, I have to show clients what the new products are on the show. And coming back to your question, I probably think for the end user, LED will be really the big thing. And there are interesting solutions, transparent solutions. I in some way I don't know if they all will buy an LED because it's not green, it's not expensive, you know. So they will most of the time they'll use common solutions like LCD displays or things like this because it's enough for the to get the right benefit. And but it's nice to see, you know, in some way. And on the other side, I also believe that a lot of the end users, they are not so really focused and they don't have this big knowledge to understand managed systems. And that's why I think it's a real good thing what Florin is doing with the summit to give these people more ideas what the right solutions are. Because just passing the show floor, it's hard to get this information and how you find your right solutions in the...
Yeah, it's overwhelming. As an end user, if you don't have any idea, you don't know where to look. Everything is flashing and everything looks fantastic. And to be honest, in a dark fair hall, everything looks great, you know? The challenge
is... No, not everything. We just make it look right.
Okay, good. Well, that's my... Yeah. But it's really about, you know, it's quite easy to shine and be bright in a dark hall. It's a different It's a different story with high brightness when you have sunshine and everything. But no, it's fascinating. And it's not only the products, but also meeting the people.
Yeah.
You know, visiting shows and especially conferences, it's about networking, it's about talking with your peers, and it's about getting an idea and where the industry currently is. You know, when you turn on the radio in the morning, you know, you listen to all these news happening around the world, you say, okay, you know, which direction is this world going? But when you're there and you talk with these people, it's quite fascinating to get this good idea, you know, where everyone else is and what, you know, what the demand side looks like and everything. So we really believe, you know, in going to exhibition and going to conferences, and that's essential. And every time you come back, even if you're very tired, and it's just full of impressions, and you go home and you have all these leads, and 2/3 of them you forget because you're busy with new things. But it's just like, you know, you cannot replace it with video conferencing or anything else. And even having a beer in the evening or something, or socializing, which is really important.
You know, I remember those days.
Yeah, several things we do at ISE that we see as integral to actually running a good event. You know, ISE is not just an exhibition, it's an event. There are conferences, there's networking, there's opportunities, there are meetings going on, all things that happen around the show that enhance the whole experience. And some of those things are done by us, features on the show floor. We actually have a digital signage system running around the show, which got put into place because when we first, our second show in Amsterdam, we worked with one of our exhibitors to put in a temporary system in place to actually show what digital signage was about. That was back in 2007. And the result was the RAI looked at it and they said, should we be doing this? And we said, absolutely. So they went ahead and put a system in place, which we, you know, we have to use. If we don't use it, everyone will say, oh, those screens don't work.
Right.
We have to use it. We can think of more state-of-the-art solutions, but, you know, it's there and we use it. And we see that as almost as a feature of the show. The other things we do are the conferences, the workshops, the stages where we give free information as well as paid for information in the conferences, just to help bring our attendees together with more knowledge and more information about what's possible. So it's not just what the exhibitors present, it's what we as an organization working with partners like Invidis, with Klaus. Klaus organizes was one of the first programs we put together for hosted buyers. And that was after spending a ton of money back in 2007 trying to get advertising agencies and shopping centers to come and attend ISE. And being really disappointed with the result, although it wasn't bad, we weren't happy. And we suddenly looked at it and said, actually, you know, if we actually paid the fare for these people, it would be cheaper and we get better results. And that's because thinking, we started talking to Klaus and said, look, Klaus, you know, we know there are people in the German-speaking market who have difficulty, or they want to be at ISE, but have difficulty to justify the trip because their core business is not AV. You know, they are end users. So we worked with him to put a program together to bring key buyers and people who want relevant information about AV in general, digital signage part of, you know, a big part of that. How many people do we have coming now, Klaus?
180.
180 people are in our hosted buyer program for Germany. We have these programs running in Spain now, in the UK, and a couple of other countries, and we're expanding it. But the German one has been our most successful, and the one we started with, where we work with integrators to bring their customers to the show so they can hold their hand and show them what they need to see. ISE is almost everything to everybody, and we have to be very, very careful to get the right people and keep them focused. Yeah. Many people, if they came there on their own, they get lost.
Yeah, especially in solutions. It's not about products anymore, only products. You need the product to create new solutions, and you connect these different devices and different things together, and you need guidance with that. So we also do guided tours, you know, really tour people around. Klaus does it, you know, with his team and everything. Mm-hmm. So really, you know, showing them, you know, what's new in the signage space, what's new in the software space, what's new in AV and everything. So really combining, so really, you know, showcasing what solutions are all about. And that's the reason why AV, digital signage, IT has become much, much more difficult to explore when you don't understand the market and the necessary features you need for that.
So, Mike, you just answered a question that I was holding in my mind, which is because, Klaus being an integrator with a booth is something I hadn't heard before. And I was trying to understand what that relationship is. So when did you guys start doing that?
Well, firstly, Klaus has many hats. He's also a distributor as well. So, but you know, we don't have that many integrators on the show floor. Majority of ISE, I would say 95% of our exhibitors are manufacturers or distributors, primarily manufacturers. We're getting more and more software companies, but I think you can already count on two hands the amount of integrators we have participating in the show. But these are companies who are coming with very specific vertical market solutions. They're quite unique, and they're coming to present solutions rather than products. And that's quite important.
Well, I like the thing that got me excited while you were telling me about this is the idea of also flying end users out and giving them these very personalized experiences, very personalized experience of the show. Is that something that you're looking to expand on? Because I actually think that's kind of cool. Like, I might want to come on one of those tours as a
Yeah, we are expanding it. And, part of our program and the preemption, here's my plug now of moving to Barcelona.
We were getting there.
This year, we've actually got a hosted buyer program coming from Spain because we said, okay, we have to start to animate the Spanish market. It's only 3% of our attendance at the moment, and we know there will be a switch. Unfortunately, we're leaving Amsterdam. It's been a great home for us, and we anticipate that we may lose some attendees from that region. But in the same way, we will gain many, many new attendees from the Iberia region. And in the lead up for that, what we're doing is several things. One is we're doing as much as we can to retain our old exhibitors by working with the airlines to get good flights, cheap hotel rates, et cetera, et cetera. But we're also starting our work with the Spanish verticals to make them aware of ISE, to get them know a taste of what's coming. So we're bringing in a whole host of vertical market companies, of end users to ISE to show them what the show's about, because when they get back, they will be our ambassadors in 2021. They're the ones who are actually going to be going out to the industry and saying, we were there, we know what this is about, and this is why we think you should be coming. It's a much more powerful message than us giving it.
Yeah. Terrific. Well, thank you, guys. This was really great. I appreciate you giving me some more details on what we can expect for the digital signage section of ISE. Unfortunately, I will not be there this year due to circumstances. I was really looking forward to coming. And
you want me to speak with your boss?
Well, my boss is interested in me going, but I'm definitely going to be in Barcelona to be at the inaugural show there. So tell us where we can find each of you, starting with Mike.
So you can find me at www.iseurope.org. You'll get all the information. You can register there. You can get exhibitor list, up-to-date information. You can find me on Twitter at ISE Mike, ISE_Mike, and yeah, LinkedIn, everywhere. You'll find me, you'll find who I am. Just put Mike Blackman, ISE, and you'll find me. Happy to see everybody there. Can't offer to offer you all a coffee when you arrive, but if you see me and you want to say hi, please do.
So, Florian?
DigitalSignageSummits.org and Invidis.com are the websites. And you can also find me on LinkedIn, on Twitter, and all of your things. So that's quite easy. But the most important thing is come join us. You know, come to Amsterdam the last time and join us at our conferences. Not only in Amsterdam, we do this conference around the world. So that's also something we haven't mentioned about because it's all about ISE. But we also come to your region. We are in the US and everything. So please join us for DSS.
And Florian, can you tell us again what the date and time for the Digital Signage Summit at Hotel Akura?
Yes, it's February the 12th, so Wednesday. It's the second day of the show, and it starts at 8:45. We're German, so be precise, be on time. At 8:45, and it's just a half-day show because we always decide, you know, you still need another half-day, you know, to go to the show and everything. So it's a conference. It has, you know, keynotes, latest market figures, everything. So it's really worthwhile, and it's very affordable, especially for US standards. It's almost for free.
And Klaus, where can we find you?
On ISE, you can find me in Hall 8, booth 120. That's a booth of SysComtec, Ledecar, and eScreen. eScreen is a signage software. And you also can find me during the year on LinkedIn.
Awesome. Thank you guys for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I know. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
I'm Lenore Aline, and you can find me on Twitter at LenoreDSM. For AV Nation, visit our website, avnation.tv. You'll find this show and a host of others. While you're there, please visit our supporters section. These are the companies that support us financially and help us bring you Digital Signage Digest, coverage of DSE, Infocom, and more. All that and more at avnation.tv. That's avnation.tv.